Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. All of us here at the BCC Coupon Book want to let our friends in the Northern Pinellas, Palm Harbor, and Oldsmar areas know about the all-new Nesting Grounds Cafe. Located on the southeast corner of East Lake Road and Ridgemore Boulevard, right between the Shell Station and Chase Bank, open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Nesting Grounds Cafe serves breakfast and lunch from Eggs Benedict, pancakes, and the Create Your Own Omelette to sandwiches, wraps, burgers, and salads, and so much more. Come and check out the Nesting Ground Cafe, 4852 Ridgemore Boulevard in Palm Harbor, 727-559-1574. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Nesting Grounds Cafe, 4852 Ridgemore Boulevard in the southeast corner of East Lake Road and Ridgemore Boulevard. 727-559-1572. And don't forget about the valuable coupon in the BCC Coupon Book. The Nesting Grounds Cafe. Check it out today.
Time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. And now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus.
Another one in the books, Tom. You did a great job on that radio commercial. Thank you. Who was that for? The Nest? How do you say their name?
The Nesting Grounds Cafe.
Right. Instead of me saying that ad, no one knows, the Nesting Ground Cafe. It's a new cafe that just opened up in East Lake. And we're moving into East Lake, of course. So with so that's kind of cool. We're expanding. So we got Adam in the house from the Red Rooster Antique.
Yeah.
Can't hear.
Can't hear.
That's not good. So let's take care of that. How about now?
Now I can hear.
There you go.
Okay.
Yes. I had a friend of mine call his... dog, come here. I kid you not. So anyhow, I'm going to try to get, is it, can everybody come in? Hold on. You talk about what, talk about the Red Rooster and what you have.
Okay. My name is Adam. I'm from Red Rooster Antiques. We're at 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater. We're an antique shop, and we have a little bit of everything. We have items from the 17th century all the way up to the 50s and 60s and 70s. And we're really happy about, you know, getting our new place. And it's been good. People have been coming in, and we're having a 20% off sale until April, I believe, mid-April. So Brian has asked me to come in. He's kind of left me here, so I'm almost panicking, but I'm not. And I brought an item in that they have to guess what it is. And if they guess, what is it? They get a prize, or what do they get?
Yeah, they get a $50 gift certificate.
Okay, yeah.
Or cash, if that's what they want.
Well, okay,
the easier, I mean, with the gift certificate.
Gift certificate's easier.
Yeah, so they're all coming in. We have about, like, 10 people coming in.
Okay.
So we're going to guess, and this is the Red Rooster. We're going to do this
Antiques.
Every week,
yeah.
If you don't mind.
Yeah.
The Red Rooster Antique Game Show, where we give away $50.
Yeah.
So there it is. Where is the thing? Does anybody have it?
Oh, It didn't make it.
It made it. And what year was it made?
By the look of it, I'll say 30s or 40s.
1930s or 40s. If I said to you guys here, everybody here, if you had a choice to go back to 1930 and be who you are today, who would agree to go back to 1930? Would you? And I can just snap my finger.
Yes.
You?
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Yes.
I would, but
me too.
That's me.
And you know what I would do?
What?
I would start Google. You know what I would call it, though?
What?
Boogle.
Boogle.
Just a little name change.
Okay, so this is it. I don't know. Where's the camera?
Right there.
Right there.
Right there? Oh, okay.
See the little, yeah.
Yeah. So this is what it is. It's kind of like,
oh,
like it opens up like this. It's kind of like oblong shaped. So they have to decide what it is. It's made out of aluminum.
Okay. So let's go around. Like, what did you say?
Medieval torture device.
Well, I see.
No,
what
that's not it.
I caught that. That was good.
Okay. All right.
I said it's a silver mold.
A silver mold. Okay.
All right, I'm going to say this. It's a castration device for lambs.
Something like that. Yeah, that. I don't know. No.
And Suzette.
A juicer.
A juicer?
No.
All right.
I don't know. Potato maker.
No.
Oh, my God, no.
You going to give it a go, Paul?
Yes. Being that you brought in shrimp, it looks like something to pick up shrimp.
It could be a good call.
No.
Oh, I haven't had enough time to think about
it. Well,
this.
The first one you said.
Oh.
What you thought.
Yes, the egg holter.
No.
The avocado.
Yeah, that's not it either.
I'm going to guess.
Well, I'm going to give you.
Look,
well, you have to guess.
It has a hole on the end here, so something.
I'm going to say it's a juicer.
No.
Oh.
Okay, and I'm going to give you three guesses, and the first. So no one's got it. The first one, I'm going to say it's a mold.
You can come in.
For making candles, you pour the wax into here, and then you stick the wick down in there. The second, it's for pitting avocados.
Oh. Did you really say avocados?
I really did.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
What is the odds of that? Tammy's a brain.
And the third is making mock drumsticks where you would take a piece, like a stick, and mold the meat around it and then fry it. So what do you think, Brian?
Candle maker.
What year is this from?
30s, 40s.
Oh.
It's for making mock
Drumsticks.
And I think why it was is because during the Second World War, everything was rationed. So this was a way of, like, you know, I don't know what they put in there. It was like meatloaf or basically on a stick.
Sure,
you know?
That makes sense.
So that's what it is. And I didn't know myself.
Uh-huh.
So that means I don't got to give away $50? I like this.
So I wonder if McDonald's used that with their first chicken nugget.
I don't know. Yeah, it's like it's a pre-chicken nugget.
It is, but a big nugget.
That's it.
But you see how all the men went to castration and.
Well, I was thinking it's like not a G log, you know. It's like I didn't go there, but I thought of it.
Tom, we should have gave Tommy a. No.
I would have been wrong.
What would you have went with, Tom?
I thought it was a nutcracker.
That's a good guess.
That's it, too.
It looked like one, but.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I'm going nuts.
And
anyhow,
I
gotta thank
go,
you.
But yeah, so yes. So next week I got to figure. It's hard to find something every week to baffle you guys.
That's it. This is called the what? Red Rooster Antique Show.
That's
where
right.
We give away no money. That's
okay.
It.
Hey, thanks.
But
a lot.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to make an announcement here because I'm a guy who likes to think about things.
Mm-hmm.
Next week it's going to be $100.
Oh, gosh.
And then every week it goes up $50.
Okay.
How is that?
I'll be racking my brain to try and figure out what I should, you know, get. I don't know.
Okay. So, anyhow, and then you guys can tune in on the internet and put your call in.
That's
call
right.
Into the station. So we should do it that way, too. Maybe let people participate in the audience.
That's right, yeah.
We're going to take this Red Rooster Antique Show all the way.
That's it. All right. Hey, thanks, Brian.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to get going.
So I'm
going to
let Suzette sit here.
Okay.
She's going to be the host today. And then whoever, how you want to do it with your guys, do the interview. Sit down and testimonials.
Two of you. Pick.
Yeah. Okay, no air time. You want to play a song or something? Do you have a song? Do you guys have a favorite song? Is there such thing as a health song?
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
There you go. That's a good one.
Anyhow,
let's go.
Go. All right. Hi, I'm Suzette, certified health coach
And I brought some of my current clients with that have had great success on our program. The program that I'm a health coach with goes over proper nutrition, and we work with our clients to help them implement proper nutrition to help them reach their goals. Many people, their goals are losing weight, getting off medication like blood pressure medicine, cholesterol meds, sleeping better, having extra energy, but overall getting healthy. So the first person I brought with me is Peter Ingram with Matter Home Inspection.
Hello, everybody.
Can you tell us what the program has done for you and why you had chosen to get started with the program?
Yeah, well, what the program's done for me is immeasurable, to be honest. But the reason I got on the program is I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes 2 years ago, September. And once my blood sugar was leveled off, I started gaining weight, and I didn't really know why. Nobody told me I was going to gain weight because my blood sugar was leveled off. And I was trying to eat right, and I was trying to exercise, and nothing was happening. And luckily, you came into my life. And after listening to you and about your program, I made the choice, you know, talked with my wife and made the choice to start your program. And I tell you, almost immediately after being on at least the first 3 weeks, if not month, I started noticing huge changes. Totally, I lost over 78 pounds. But soon I was off of my metformin blood sugar medication. And another big thing was that I probably had not gotten REM sleep in about 20 years. And about 6 weeks into the program, I was getting REM sleep for the first time, and I've had that ever since. And it's amazing, you know. You know, of course, breathing better, joints feel a lot better. And then also, I no longer have acid reflux because
that's
of
amazing.
That.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And there are other minor things that, you know.
And it's helped with your ability to do your job correctly.
Most definitely. Yeah. I have to get in tight spaces a lot. And when you're 263 pounds, it's a little difficult to do that. So, yeah, life's a lot easier now.
Yes. And if someone had called and asked me if it was possible for them to do the program, being 100 pounds overweight and noticing that they were pre-diabetic, would you recommend it to someone that had those?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, this is something that doctors need to know about, that truly want to get their patients off of medications, you know, as opposed to just pacifying the situation.
Right.
You know, it's ridiculous that more physicians out there aren't aware of this type of program and the benefits of it, because it's huge.
And you didn't feel deprived while you were on the program?
No.
That's awesome. No. And how long have you maintained the health benefits as well as the weight loss?
It will be a year in May.
Okay, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And our next guest is Millie Jackson with Florida Premier Realty. She's a wonderful woman that has been on the program, her and her husband both. So I'm going to let Millie tell us what the program has done for her and why you decided to work towards your whys and getting healthy.
So as I was getting older, I was watching my weight creep up, a couple pounds here, a couple pounds there. I was approaching 50, and I knew that I was not at my optimal health. And I knew that it was time to take control and do something about it. I have a history of diabetes and heart issues in my family. And I knew that if I didn't take control of the way I was eating, that I would definitely be headed down a road I was not looking forward to. So my husband and I decided to do it together. We're empty nesters, and it was great to have the support. We are each other's best cheerleaders, and we are each other's, unfortunately, best cheaters too. So we eat well together, and we eat not well together.
Teamwork.
Yeah, exactly. Teamwork. So it was great, though, starting the program with him, because immediately we both had more energy. We were sleeping better. I would say within 3 days even of just changing the way we were eating, we noticed extreme benefits. And so that's been great for us. In about 4.5 months, I lost 40 pounds. And we were able to maintain it through COVID. You know, everybody had major lifestyle changes, being home more, you know, having things more accessible. But there was nothing in the house to eat that, you know, wasn't a healthy choice. And that made a huge difference, because I hear a lot of people saying that, you know, through COVID they've gained weight and, you know, their habits have definitely declined. For us, it was just the opposite, because we were stuck at home and we had more energy. So we were walking 4 miles a day, you know, just to get out of the house and get a change of scenery. So it's definitely been life-changing for us.
Right. And being in the maintenance stage and knowing that you have maintained for as long as you have, and I know you're still working towards some goals, is it something that you would be able to testify to other people to tell them that not only is it pretty easy to follow the program, but you're also learning how to incorporate healthy meals on your own once you get done, and the maintenance stage is easy if you implement everything that you've learned throughout the program?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things that has challenged me the most is to try different foods. You know, being from the Midwest and strong Kentucky, you know, roots, we're used to fried foods and biscuits and gravy and, you know, all of that. And we eat more fish and salmon in the last year than we ever have. So it's definitely a change of mind. It's a change of taste, because you're forced out of your comfort zone into trying different things and playing with different olive oils that have different tastes to them, you know, and things like that.
Right, exactly. And once you get in maintenance, and I've been in maintenance now for 7.5 years, you can eat some of the things that you would have probably chosen prior to the program in moderation now and not worry about it throwing a wrench into your progress. But your taste buds do change once you have went through the detoxing and you start on your health journey. Fruits taste a little bit different, your vegetables start tasting different, and you're more conscious about the choices you are making.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think one thing that has really been enlightening to me too is, as you start the program, you're eating every 3 hours. You know, you're fueling your body and not just eating. And I have found that about 2.5 hours, it's like my body is like telling me, okay, you got to give me something. You know, it's ready for nutrients. And that's been very eye-opening.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I know there's so many people out there that with the busy lifestyles that they have, they wait until dinner time, and that's the first meal they've actually had, is that last meal of the day. And so at that point, they're starving, they're grabbing everything in mm-hmm. sight. And you're right, with the program, you're eating every 2.5 to 3 hours, and you're eating 6 times a day. So, you know, you are learning that proper nutrition and how to fuel your body and keeping your metabolism up and feeling good and keeping that energy level throughout the whole program.
I think it's important, too, to note that the program was designed for working people in mind.
Absolutely.
So it's not like you have to stop what you're doing and cook, you know, every 2.5 to 3 hours.
That's exactly right. I agree. Yes, I've got clients that are all different walks of life as far as their age and their careers, you know, 12-hour shifts, night shifts, teenage programs. We have nursing moms programs. So when we first figure out that, yes, you're ready to begin your health journey and you want to make some changes in your health, the first thing we do is we set up a time to talk so that we can do a health assessment. Because it's not a one-size-fits-all type of program, because everybody is an individual. So with the health assessment, we do ask questions about where you're at in your health, medications you may be on, also your whys. Why are you making this decision or wanting to make this decision to get healthy? First and foremost, you need to be making that decision for yourself. Yes, it is going to affect everyone around you. It's going to affect your spouse, your children, friends, because they're seeing that you're making healthy choices. But ultimately, it has to be for you. Why do you want to be healthy? I know that after 7.5 years, I feel better now than I have ever felt in my life. And I just turned 50, and I am not afraid of the menopause weight. You know, the different things that come mm-hmm. with being that age. So, because I do know from the training I have, but not only that, doing the program myself and losing the 58 pounds, and I have ulcerative colitis and it going in remission, I know and I have learned that proper nutrition plays the key role in maintaining my health goals. So, thank you both.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How about you, Eric?
That's awesome. Not much. I mean, I was on the same program as you guys. I can hop in here, Peter, real quick. So, yeah, Suzette, I was on the program just like these other great people in the room. I think everything's meant for a reason, and started out with BNI, obviously. You know, networking is huge. And then running into you and then talking to, like, Stephen Ford's another one, I think, in
Correct.
BNI, and Peter. And I was just like, wow, I was just tired of being tired, you know, honestly. And I didn't even know, but I was on the route of diabetes a little bit. And then I was on two blood pressure pills. And I always had that in the afternoon, you know, like 2 o'clock. I'm like, oh, it's time to go to bed, you know what I mean? And Correct. Just doesn't happen anymore, which is awesome, you know. But like Peter was saying a few minutes ago, the difference is, you know, my doctor, he always joke with me, lose weight, and I'll lose weight. And there's so many programs out there you can lose. But the biggest thing, I think, in yours is it's just not about losing weight. It's about getting healthy, you know what I mean, and getting off the pills, because that's what doctors want to do. Not in a bad way. They just don't know. Like, again, I'll refer to Peter. They just don't know, and they need to enlighten themselves and get a little smarter out there themselves instead of pushing pills and actually saying, hey, there's other options out there for people to get healthy and feel a lot better and keep it off, because a lot of diets – my wife ain't listening, but, you know, she's been on a lot of diets. And that's true, though. And a lot of people, you know, get frustrated, and they fall off when they start them again. And it's an easy program to stick to, you know. I mean, I think the last time we were talking, I stopped by and close your ears. But, stopped by, grabbed, like, I think it was a McDonald's burger or something. I said, you know, I just said, oh, I'm going to grab a McDonald's burger. And it was all, like, salty, and it just, mm-hmm. I not what I remembered, you know. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this is awful, you know. Like, probably should have been the burger I grabbed anyway. But that said, it's just, yeah, I think your taste buds changed a little bit and stuff that you're used to eating. It's not as good as you thought it was, mm-hmm. I guess, you know, in a sense. So,
right. So it's a good thing you tried it, so now you know.
Yeah, yeah. So I think you're doing a great thing by just enlightening people out there and educating them on, you know, hey, there's different routes to go out there to actually get better. You
right.
know?
And so what success would you say you've had doing the program?
Oh, definitely. Diabetes is definitely in check, and that was... It was like in the family, so it was coming, you know, and he kept warning me about, hey, we're going to be going on pills next year. We're going to be, you know, going on something. I'm like, oh, good Lord, you know, here it comes. And then when I went on my second blood pressure pill, too, which I'm off now, I was kind of like, why am I on two? You know what I mean? But I was just at the doctor's last week, drew some blood, so I'm waiting for the results next week and see where everything actually settles. So I'm looking forward to seeing how things shake out, because I was supposed to go back to Michigan, but with the lovely COVID out there and stuff, you know, I could make it. So. But definitely looking for the results to see how things have panned out. And I'm sure it's going to be all in the positive.
Right.
For sure.
I can't wait to hear, too. Yep. How much weight have you lost?
50 pounds.
Wow.
Yep, 50 pounds. I think I started right around a little bit after Peter, I think I started, because I remember he's eating those candy bars. I'm like, what are you eating candy bars, you know? And I know there's other people eating candy bars, you know? And all of a sudden, I'm like, what, the whole group in BNI is eating candy bars? Teamwork, right?
Yeah. That's right. And you've maintained the weight loss since doing the program.
Yes, and you know, like, we'll go out Friday now and eat a regular meal, you know, and but usually I might eat like one piece of pizza on a weekend or something, not like five like I used to, you know,
right.
indulge myself, because I just don't feel I have to eat like that anymore. Mm-hmm. And that satisfies me. I'm good. You
right.
know? And then I always used to feel full, you know, and it's like, it just, you know what I mean? Because you crash, I guess, after you just jam all that food down, you just get tired and crash out, you know?
Right,
so
exactly.
You don't get that eating the smaller meals and things.
That's
You're always
correct.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know, I feel a world different. Well, my first client that I had
<For skinny pig.
laughs> is here, my husband, Matt Ritchie. He is also a health coach. He's a certified health coach with me. He actually started the program after a health assessment that came back not great.
Exactly.
And that was 4 years ago he did the health assessment.
Yep.
And I'll let you share your story.
I was working at Indian Rocks Christian School at the time. I taught history and Bible there. And we had to have a physical done. And so I went in, had my physical done. And the nurse
She comes back and says, you need to go see your doctor immediately. And the way she was talking, I didn't know if I was going to make it down the stairs, honestly. And so I said, okay, I'll do that. Well, I knew I'd picked up quite a bit of weight, but I didn't know how much it was affecting my health. I knew it was affecting the way I got around. I coached basketball, you know, I did all that, but I wasn't able to move as well as I used to. But I went in, found out they put me on blood pressure pills, they put me on cholesterol meds, I thought, okay, I can do this, I can get rid of this. And for about 9 months, I went to the gym almost every day, but as you know, the old saying is, you can't outrun a bad diet. I couldn't outrun a bad diet, so I thought, okay, honey, I'm gonna have to do the same. You have to show me how this program works. And she said, okay, you do the program, I'll be your coach. And so we went through that, and 7 weeks into the program, I was down 40 pounds. So I dropped 40 pounds in 7 weeks. Actually, I initially was only gonna lose 30 pounds, thinking I can do 30 pounds. If I do that, I'll feel great. I did that in a month. So I lost 30 pounds in a month, and I thought, oh, that was easy. I'm gonna try, I can see, I'll drop 10 more. I did that, and then she said, I didn't marry a skinny man, and you're gonna have to stop.
That's what my wife said. That's funny.
And so I did that, and I stopped, and at the time, while I was doing the program, I actually didn't go to the gym. I thought, I'll just lose the weight, and once I get to where I want, I'll go back to the gym, which is, I found, a great way for me. Some people like to continue what they're doing, and we tell them, you know, we get the question a lot, do I have to exercise? Well, initially, if you're not exercising, we ask you, don't start something new until you feel like you can. And once you feel like you can, then we'll come in alongside of you and say, let's see what you're doing, and then we'll make whatever adjustments we need to make. But she told me I was too skinny, so I thought, okay, I'll put on 10 pounds of muscle. And so that's what I did. I adjusted a program, put on 10 pounds of muscle. I've been in maintenance now for,
3.5 years.
3.5 years, yeah. Oh, wow. 3.5 years. Been in maintenance, yeah. And it's been wonderful.
And you're off all your medication.
I'm off. Yeah. Matter of fact, just a few weeks, went back, saw the doctor. They took me off all my medication and said, "What? I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." Mm-hmm. And so now, you know, I still eat 6 times a day, but I have a regular breakfast. Then I have a snack, a regular lunch, have a snack, have my usual dinner, have a snack, and that's, I live in maintenance and I love it and not deprived at all. You know, just right. I'm just wanting to make healthy choices and do the right thing. But yeah.
And then that many years later, 3.5 for him and 7.5 for myself, we just had blood work done about 6 weeks ago. And because we were changing our life insurance over, and both of us qualified for the best premium because our blood work came back perfect, yes. Straight down the...
Yeah, that wouldn't have happened 3.5 years ago.
No, it would not have.
Nope. Save money on it, that's for sure.
So our program really is designed to help people achieve their goals. It is to help them get to their weight goals, to get off medications, to help them sleep better, extra energy. But that health assessment is definitely where we need to start. So if this is something that you would like more information on, you can find me on Facebook, Suzette Richie, SUZETTERICHIE, or you can call me at 574-933-1290. So I'm excited to help each individual that is ready, and you can let me know if you have any questions. So, does anyone else have any questions or anything they want to say in here?
No, I'm good.
You're good? All right. Well, so...
a couple of things I want to talk about real quick about our family that has done this. I have a brother that, is... really in rough shape. He saw me lose the 40 pounds.
Yeah.
He said, I don't know what you're doing, but I want it. Let me have some of that. And so we started him. And within a year's time, he dropped 75 pounds. He's doing great. I'm just so proud of him and how much better he feels. And
right.
Just, you know, when you see that your family sees what you're doing and they're like, okay, I want to get healthy, and you know how many issues run within your family and how many problems that you have, that is a problem within the family, and they see you getting healthy, it's loving to say, hey, let me show you what I'm doing, or at least let me get you in contact with my coach. And so if you have anybody out there that's struggling in your family that needs to get healthy, that's just one great way to love on them, is to show them, hey, this can help you and it can extend your life. And so
if I said this to you, right?
Yes.
If I said this sentence to you, then tell me what the next sentence after would be. If I said to you, and would you want to know what the next sentence after what I say to you is? How many people would you think would say no? Okay, ready? Mm-hmm. Your very life depends upon this. Would you want to know what the next line is?
I certainly would.
Would you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Say, what was the line again?
Your very life depends on this.
Right. Yeah. Life and death.
Oh, yeah.
Does it get any serious than that? I mean, we can say things like that go on and all that. Now, like, how about this? You'll have joy and happiness in your life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You want to know if you do this, right? So now we got your very life depends on it. Mm-hmm. You'll have joy and happiness if you do this, because isn't that really what life's about?
Yeah.
Is to be happier for longer periods of time more often, to be at peace. If I said this to you about depression, which is a very big thing,
yes.
Do you know with these lockdowns and all that children, 10 times are the suicide rates in the lockdown states. Well, this just came out. This is science. This is not like hyperbole, me giving. This is facts.
Yes.
So all those people that say the lockdowns, the study just came out, it was like last week, that suicide rate is up for teenagers 10 times.
Yes.
So let's keep the lockdowns. more suicides, like in New Jersey, there was zero deaths under the age of 18. In Denmark, the whole Denmark area, zero. In the whole state of Florida, I mean California, that has 40 million people.
Yeah.
Two under 18 from Corona.
From COVID.
COVID.
Yes.
Thank you. COVID. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So what you guys are talking about too is not just physical.
No.
Okay, because I believe in life it's physical, mental, spiritual. And if you did a triangle, right, and spiritual would be on the top, right, and then you would have physical and mental on the bottom of the triangle. And what are they doing, physical and mental, on the bottom of the triangle? What are they doing?
They're far away from each other.
They're on their knees, bowing down to spirituality. Because spirituality is on the top.
Oh, yeah.
So if I said this sentence to you, again, game, move a muscle, change, what's the next line?
Change your physical appearance.
Well, change your thought.
Oh, okay.
Because you guys, I guess, you know, you got to remember, like for me at least.
Yeah.
Is it not just physical, like you guys are saying, your appearance?
Yeah.
What am I pushing? And I know she gets it, the young lady over there. I'm pushing mental.
Yeah.
Right? This is a mental thing you're doing.
It is.
Right? So,
and that's
what I'm saying. So okay. Your very life depends upon it, with the children committing suicide. Do you see where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
If they would have been physically active, eating correctly, and exercising, and I can't say none, but I will say it, none of the kids would have committed suicide. Suicide rates are up 10 times.
Oh, yeah.
Kids only in the lockdown states. In Florida, it stayed the same.
Yeah.
Well, why did it stay the same in Florida?
Because we're open.
Oh, geez. Yeah. So what's going to happen is you're going to see the science, the math, the data, the facts come out. And it's going to be the biggest hoax that has ever been played. Do you know in California the rates went up like 3%? Like for, say the word, what it's called again? COVID?
COVID, yes, sir.
You know what it's done in Florida? Going down 2%.
Yeah.
So we've gone down 2%, but yet we're open. They've gone up 3% and they're in lockdown.
Yeah.
So it's all bull. And what you guys do, I really believe this, and I get emotional with this. I really believe, Suzette, what you are doing are changing people's lives.
That's what I want to do. I want to help people become the healthiest, best version of themselves.
Right, but mental too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, well, and that's, as you said, so that's a huge part.
Talk a little bit about the mental part.
Well, that's a big part. First of all, when we do this, we want to make sure that mentally, the people, our clients that we're talking to, that they have an idea of what their whys are. Okay, you have to get to a position to where you say, okay, this is for me. This is what Suzette was talking about earlier. This is what I need, and I need it for me. I don't need it because my husband wants me to lose weight, or that, you know, my wife wants me to lose weight. I've got to lose weight because I need it for myself. And once you come to that mental decision, that's a decision that is within you. Now it's something that we can work with. Easier.
Right.
Because
right.
When we talk to a client and our client is saying, oh, my husband wants this, many times we'll say, this is probably not for you right now. You're
what
not
is the principle?
Ready yet.
Who wants to make a $50 gift certificate?
$50.
What is the principle that you just described that the person must have? You know, you live by principles, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's spiritual principles.
Right.
What principles did you just describe that woman needs to have?
Millie? Oh, I thought he was asking you.
Okay. Give it a shot.
Yeah, okay, I knew exactly where you're going, because when you don't feel well, you are trapped in your body. Mm. If you are stuck on medications and you feel like you are dependent, your very life depends on that medication, you're trapped in your body and you're trapped in that mindset of this is who I am now, this is the best my life is ever going to be. And until you make a decision for yourself that I'm going to be the best person that God has designed me to
be. What is that principle?
It's a principle of living.
Self-honesty.
Self-honesty, that's true.
Self-honesty, there are principles. You have honesty, you have hope, you have faith, you have courage, you have integrity, you have willingness, you have love, spirituality, desire. There's more, of course.
Sure.
But these are what are called principles. And the reason why you put principles before personalities is principles, if you live by the principle of love, right? Love is never going to let you down. But a personality might. Like I might let you down. Mm. So if you always put principles before personalities, you'll never be let down. Because mm-hmm. principles, if you have courage in your life, 100% of the time, you're going to be okay. Mm. If you have faith, integrity. Integrity is when no one's watching, you do the right thing.
Right.
So with that, it's self-honesty is what I'm saying is acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
Self-honesty to myself. So if 70,000 people are in Tampa Stadium pointing at you, saying you got to lose weight, it doesn't matter.
No.
70,000.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa Bay. You got to lose weight.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. When it does matter is when you admit to yourself.
Yeah.
Right? That you have a problem. Right?
Exactly.
And that you want to get healthy.
Yeah.
Right.
Right? When you admit to yourself and have self-honesty, then you have a better chance of succeeding because you're doing it for yourself.
Exactly.
And there's a thing called acceptance, right? You want me to say it and then I'll shut up? But acceptance will be the answer to all your problems too.
Mm-hmm.
When you're disturbed because you find some person, let's say something, some situation in your life, unacceptable to you,
yes.
Right? You'll have no serenity. What's serenity? Peace of mind. You'll have no serenity until you accept that person, place, or thing being exactly the way it is at this moment,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So even allowing people, you know what the little tuna said to the big tuna? He said to the big tuna, "How'd you become a big tuna?" And what the big tuna say to the little tuna? Do you know? Who knows? You know what he said is, "Don't take the bait."
Mm.
People will bait you
mm-hmm.
to get upset, right?
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to take the bait.
Yeah.
Accept that that's who they are.
Yeah.
But that mm-hmm. doesn't mean that's who you are.
Exactly.
The only way someone can get in your head is if you allow them.
Yeah.
If you change your mind, what do you change? You change your life.
Yeah.
So getting physically healthy, which you guys are advocating, changes someone's mind. You just change someone's life.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yep. And with proper nutrition and, you know, eating the way you're supposed to, getting the right nutrients, it does take away, like, the fogginess in your head and the lack of sleep that you may be getting at night, the energy level. All of those things do play a big role in your overall health. It's not just the number on the scale. It is the big picture.
Right, and that's the energy. Think of all the energy that's wasting on, you know, nobody can make you feel inferior without your permission.
Right.
So all that energy you waste on people making you feel, because when you change that, you can focus on the things you want.
Yes.
Eating properly.
Yeah.
Exercising. Don't listen to people saying, oh, you can't lose weight. There'll be the naysayers out there.
Absolutely.
Have courage, the principle. Have integrity. Yes. Have faith you can do it. Mm-hmm. Power of the spoken word. Say, I am going to lose weight.
Yes.
Say that every hour. I'm going to eat right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do my exercising. Mm-hmm. And say that every hour on the hour. Because when you say it, it's the power of the spoken word.
Spoken word.
Yeah.
I need my wife here to complete my sentences.
You guys, we just don't want to interrupt you. You're going and.
All right. Yeah. So anyhow, was it good? Was it what? What did you think of the thing that was a. Chicken, what was it?
I still think I'm right.
We have a joke section we do, too. Does Tammy have the jokes? You going to come in? We're going to do some jokes. Okay, I'll just do one. What did the one plate say to the other plate?
Why are you empty?
Dinner's on me.
Okay.
All right, these are stupid jokes. But what did the one wave say to the other wave?
I don't know.
Nothing. They just waved. Come on, you say one.
Yeah.
Come on, someone say one.
I don't have anything that dumb.
I got one. Okay.
Millie's got one.
What is Irish and stays out all night?
I don't know what.
Patio furniture.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yours were better.
Come on, give us one.
I don't.
Give us one.
I'm not a good joke person.
Tammy's supposed to have a bunch of jokes set up for me. Where's Tammy? She's probably not
shrimp
here.
Scampi.
Shrimp scampi. What is that about shrimp scampi, too? Think about this. Shrimp, but then they call it jumbo shrimp? What does that mean?
Yeah, oxymoron, right?
And that's an oxymoron.
Yeah, exactly.
So, okay, I'll give you a test, okay? If there were three frogs on a lily pad and one decides to jump off, how many frogs are on the lily pad?
I'm going with two, but I got to be wrong.
I would say two.
I'm going to say three.
Why?
Because it just decided to. It didn't jump yet.
That's right.
Oh,
you're
Millie.
So smart, Millie.
That's it. Because further action's needed.
Mm.
And that's how it is in life. You can make a decision to eat properly, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then you got to follow it up with the right actions. Right? And then another trick I've seen that people were successful. Don't tempt yourself. Like, what you shop for, just shop for the good stuff. So in the middle of the night, you can't get the sweets and all that.
The Oreos.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Oreo was the first ad ever made for color.
Really?
I have a book that's about, I think it was selling for $5,000. This is 20 years ago.
Wow.
But I got it in an auction. It was the first four color ad ever produced in a book, and it was all about advertising in like 1915. Mm-hmm. And Oriole was the first one to do a four-color ad where they actually showed the picture of the Oriole.
Really?
Yeah. So a little tidbit there.
Yeah.
So in closing, what would you like to say?
That I would love to partner with anyone that is ready to make some health changes. My name is Suzette Ritchie. My phone number is 574-933-1290.
Oh, my God. No one got that.
We can slow down.
I lost you on five.
You can find me on Facebook as well.
That's better.
Suzette Ritchie, SUZETTERICHIE.
Well, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
And I would like to do this on a regular basis, too, and take in call-ins maybe the next time.
That'd be awesome.
Right? And then would you be interested in doing it again next month?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Right? And then we can have fun with it. And then I'll make sure I have some. Guess what I brought? I brought pizza.
Oh, yes.
I brought cherry pie. And I brought shrimp scampi.
But the people in this room that were deciding to make healthy choices are waiting till they get home.
There you go.
Okay.
But next show, I'll bring a salad and some carrots.
There you go.
And better jokes.
And better jokes. Hey, I resemble that remark. Okay, so I hope you had a good time.
Yes, we did.
We did.
So you
want to
sit down?
Sure.
Yeah, and then thank you, by the way.
Thank you so much.
What do you do?
I'm a home inspector.
Okay, good. That's very good. I'd like to have Richie sit here.
All right.
And you guys did a great job. Thank you. I hope it went well. Yes. There you go. So you want to play a song, Tom? Could you? What song do you like? What's your favorite song there, Paul? There you go. So let's see this. Let's see if we can do a commercial for my friend. You, like, I should have had you reading it. It's Big Tires. Read it. His name is Charlie, and he's a man of integrity. Has two locations. We're doing something special for him. I know seeing is believing, but results are better. You know, you can talk all you want, but people need to see results.
Yes.
Right? So we're doing something with our racks with him that we've never done before, where we're going to put the books in the racks, and we're going to put his sign saying oil change coupon on the side and on the top.
That's nice. Good idea.
Right. Until it's done and he sees the results, it's all talk. But what we have done is put the books all around the business, but to really put, and they're going to be waterproof, where they have a lid on them, and they're going to be wind resistant. So, like, we got a really special thing. And actually, the first set of racks we made were wrong. I think a lot of things in life is trial and error.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is have you do a commercial for my friend. Let me see you. You ready?
Yep.
Go.
Contact Charlie down at Big Tires and More Tire Pros. They have actually two locations, one in Pinellas Park and one in Lutz. Pinellas Park location is at 5317 Park Boulevard, and Lutz is over at 17324 North, US 41. They have a special going on right now, expires it in April. It is $19.99 for lube oil filter. And this isn't just the cheap old oil. This is premium Kendall synthetic oil that they're using. So it's not the, you know, $2 quart of oil that you would get over at Walmart or something like that. They're using the good stuff. So please go ahead and reach out to them. Appointments are recommended because of COVID and everything going on right now. So if you want to, you can reach them in the Pinellas Park office at 727-498-4426 or at Lutz at 813-949-8095.
All right, let's see how you do it, my friend.
Oh, boy.
Well, really, what I think is a lot easier for me is if I can study the paper for like about 2 or 3 minutes, then do it. Because then it sounds like I'm reading.
Yeah.
Right? So when I do commercials, I ask people, can you at least like study the contents versus someone just handing it to you.
Yeah.
So if I would have done that with you, you would have done a better job.
Yeah. And well, I'm actually kind of used to it also with doing design work. I do the same thing. I usually will study, pull out the keywords like with the synthetic oil rather than just standard oil.
Wow. No one's ever done that for his commercials, by the way. Seriously, you picked it out. Good. So let's go. You ready? Go.
Without my glasses, I'm going to pick out a couple of things here.
And what's the name of the company?
Well, I was going to say, it's Tire Pros. Tires and More.
Big Tire.
Lube oil and filter, they have a special for $19.99. I don't know what that includes. Well, they're located at Pinellas Park and Lutz.
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 Is it Lutz?
Lutz, yeah.
I always pronounce that wrong, too. But yeah. Anyhow, the bottom line.
The easiest thing would be to contact them at bigtiresandmore.com.
Right. Good point. But they're the best. And so we put you guys on the spot trying to do commercials.
Yes.
What I would suggest is you guys don't lose your day job, because both of those were terrible. But anyhow.
His was good. Mine was terrible.
Okay. So anyhow. So let's just talk about like graphic arts and stuff like that. Tell me, what does it take to be a good graphic artist?
Well, nowadays, a good graphic artist needs to know the difference between RGB and CMYK when it comes to doing design for online as opposed to printing. A good designer needs to know about composition, color theory, what colors work well with other colors, fonts. When to use a nice big blocky font to make your headline stand out, as opposed to a cursive font that's just going to get blended, you know, in with all your artwork. And then on top of that, just keeping up with social media, knowing how the advertising needs to go, making sure that you're paying attention to the fads, you know, who's doing what. You don't want to be designing something that was a fad back in 2019, because that's how quickly it's gone with design. Design's like technology. 2019 is old stuff, and we're now already in 2021.
Okay, and you know when he makes the C, that means 30 seconds left.
See
that? He did the C 10 seconds ago. So
it's half o'clock.
Yes. So anyhow, I want to thank the nutrition people for being on the show.
Yeah, that was great.
Thank you, Paulie. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you.
And I want to close out with saying God bless and hope all works well for everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.